Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Rena, we're fam. We read comics.
We're fam. We make everybody we know read comics and come onto our podcast.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over. Was it the last, like, 5 weeks? Like, four of them? Three or four of them have been...
People.
Yeah, guests. And then future next couple, we're probably going to have people on them too.
Yep, exactly.
So
we keep forcing people to read comics.
Yeah, got to mix it up.
I'm bored talking to Daniel about it.
Yeah, I'm sick of listening to you.
I better be on a Halloween and a Christmas one again.
Every year.
Yeah, every year.
Essential. It has to be.
Yeah.
I've already been scouting new horror books.
Ever since last Halloween, we've been like, okay, well, we got to go big next year.
Yeah.
And I think we have a pretty good lineup, I think. We got to figure out what our Christmas one is going to be. Are we going to do the horror Christmas?
There's not a lot of Christmas.
The Deviant?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Krampus one? There is like a Krampus book.
Yeah.
In the last one that we did, you said we should do one of them next year. So we should go back to whatever you said. Because you said it would be a really good
one. What did you read last time?
The one with the elves. Remember
The Last Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
It had like that one Italian elf.
Yep, the Italian elf. Okay, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
We got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. And do you have a shit ton of news?
So much big stinky news.
I know.
Serena, what did you bring for news?
I only have like three.
Okay. Oh, three. That's pretty good.
But one of them is not really a comic. Like, two of them aren't really comic.
We barely talk about comics.
I sent both of y'all the Instagram post, but Papa Elf passed away.
Oh, yeah.
From Elf?
Yeah, I forgot what his name is.
Yeah, I forgot too. But
like the one that...
He was 93, I think, when he passed away.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
I thought he was way older.
So he was like 70 during that movie?
Bob Newhart. 94.
94.
Wow. Wait, the one where like he sits on his lap?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
that sucks.
Isn't that crazy?
Big rest in peace.
Yeah. RIP, RIP.
You always believed in Buddy.
Yeah.
And then I saw did you guys see the new Xbox controller of Deadpool?
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Wait, why'd you already have
it? I thought it was fake.
That was my biggest news.
Is it real?
It's real.
And then they have like a whole custom Deadpool Xbox that has like katanas on
so
it.
So you can enter sweepstakes and win a controller that has Deadpool's ass on the back.
Oh, it's a sweepstakes thing.
I wonder if that would mess up.
They don't normally like sell those commercially very, very much, but they do. The Xbox always does like hella sweepstakes. Like special edition ones.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if like that would mess up like the grip on the controller.
I feel like if I'm playing Fortnite or whatever, I'm just like...
You're just
I'm like spreading his cheeks by accident.
You like change the grip. Like this.
Yeah, I do claw grip and then it's like you're in his shit. You're in his guts.
Yeah, I thought it was fake too. We saw that in California and I was like, no way that's real.
Yeah, it's real. So.
Damn. What else? I had one more.
This is good news so far.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're coming out with another Beetlejuice movie. Isn't that crazy?
In like 2 months.
Yeah.
The trailer came out like
did you guys already talk about it?
Awkward. I don't know if we've talked about it, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one, so I don't know. It doesn't look very good to me.
But okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
I just saw it for the first time last year.
The movie?
Yeah. Dale's never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it and then like go watch the new one or whatever. But yeah, it just wasn't a part of our lore, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it's not like something where I'd be like, what? You haven't watched that? You know
it's kind of scary.
Like a little, yeah.
Like for it being PG-13, there's some weird.
I thought it was like a kid's horror movie.
It is.
I thought it was like Halloween Town.
But it's like kind of scary. There's like weird body horror shit that goes
in there. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you saw the new trailer?
I didn't see the new trailer, but I know... What's her name? Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder.
Yeah. And she was Wednesday.
Jenna Ortega.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice job.
Have you seen that one movie that she was in with like the whole teacher and student thing?
Oh, no.
That was Scream. Weird.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it. It was weird. And the ending was not satisfying at all.
Yeah, it didn't look like very good. It just seemed like weird.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know the dude who plays like The Hobbit?
Yeah.
He's like the teacher and like Jenna Ortega is like a student and they have like a relationship.
Ooh.
It's very scandalous.
But they also have like, there's a lot of...
Not like us.
They what?
There was like a lot of like backlash because like there was like a scene where like they're like pretending to have sex and like everyone's like, this is so disturbing or whatever. Like it was like really like there's a lot of backlash on it.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be
kind of shocking. Happens though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, that's all the, it's not really news.
Very good news. Are you excited for the juice to be loose? Because that's what he says.
Yeah. He
says, the juice is loose. All right, good news.
Yeah.
I have some not so good news.
Oh, big rest in peace, Nathan, to the Omnibus app.
Dude, I was so pissed.
I was like, no, I'm like, oh, it's April Fool's Day or something. I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah. So wait, like what? The app that we read comics on used to be the Comixology app.
Oh, is that why it wasn't working?
That turned into the Kindle app because Amazon acquired them. And I really like the Comixology app, so I'm a big hater of the Kindle app. But then Omnibus rose from the ashes of Comixology being dead, and they're like, we're going to be the comics reader app now. And then they weren't on Android for a little bit, so like it took me a little bit to get onto it. But then, like 2 months ago, maybe, they released on Android, and now they're closing for good.
Yeah,
so they didn't get enough support, I guess. I bought 2 books on that app, so it's like...
I bought like Simon, 8 books.
Yeah. I mean, their reader wasn't even like that good, so, but I was supporting them.
So like, what sucks about that is like, when Comixology like went to Kindle, that means like all the comics are like mixed in with like books on the Kindle app.
Like with no pictures or anything.
Yeah, and like, when it's just like an app that has comics, they can give you like recommendations and stuff, and it's just like a little bit better about finding new things. And it sucks like looking for something, you know, because you'll get... Like, if you search for, like, I don't know, like, Batman or something, like, Batman books will come up, you know? And it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And it's just, it has not been good ever since.
Yeah, or you'll get some, like, random-ass, like, regular book that no one cares about. And it's like, no, I want to read comics.
Told me sooner, because I tried logging in the Comixology, and it just would not load. I was like, I'm never going to read this book,
Tell you?
No. It literally said, update the app. And I was like, okay, ooh, updated. And then I tried logging in like 10 times. I was like, whatever. And then I went on Amazon and then I was like, oh,
you can download it. I think you were just here though. Yeah, I guess we didn't let you know.
Yeah.
So how'd you read it? On like Kindle?
On Kindle. Because okay, like, so eventually I went back to the Amazon and it was like,
yeah,
oh, Kindle. So I looked it up on Kindle and it was there and I was like,
okay.
But I was like literally sitting there for like 10 minutes trying to figure out what was going on. Yeah.
Rest in peace to Omnibus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can still like download like the shit that you bought, and you can get like PDFs of or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then the people that have bought like $100 worth of comics, they're gonna just refund those people.
So you're saying buy a bunch right now?
I don't know if you can. I thought about them like, should I buy $100 for comics?
Just fuck them over more.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a bummer because it like not even like a year it felt like.
Yeah, it wasn't very long, but I mean, I'm sure it's pretty hard to like keep the lights on for that long and wait for revenue to come in. So,
anyway,
good news in the comics world: Invincible got nominated for an Emmy for Sterling K. Brown's voiceover provenance as Angstrom Levy.
Nice.
So, Invincible Emmy nomination.
Let's go.
WW.
That's pretty cool.
And you missed Black Hammer?
Yeah.
Me too.
Big fan.
Black Hammer's coming back, Nathan.
It is?
The Black Hammer Spiral City coming in November.
Is that a Substack thing?
It's like a, I don't know. It's like a reboot, I think.
Oh, cool.
I think his Substack was the last days of Black Hammer.
Oh, okay.
But.
Is it Lemire and somebody else?
Yeah, Jeff Lemire and Teddy Christensen.
Oh, know him.
And apparently it's like a reboot. So it's all new characters and it's a great like jumping on point for new readers. I know you're not a new reader, but.
Yeah, why are you pointing at me? She's a new reader.
You can catch up. You can read it too.
Are you a fan of Black Hammer, Serena?
I don't know what that means.
Actually, have you seen... This is unrelated from what we were just talking about. But have you seen the new TMNT movie? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Is that the one with Post Malone in it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen like it.
You seen the movie?
No. Wait. No, yeah, I have.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it at the drive-in.
Oh, good spot.
Yeah, we watched it. And it had also...
Superfly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice Cube. Was it Ice Cube? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, what a vibe.
Well, it's coming back for like that cast is going to be on a 12-episode event for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I think it's going to go over some of those characters and Post Malone's coming back as Ray Fillet.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
like a show, right?
Yeah, like a 12-episode show. Premieres August 9th.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of the original
just
cast coming back.
Just for 12
episodes? Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Which,
Nathan,
so
in other,
nobody's going to watch it.
In other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles news, TMNT Naruto crossover that is coming.
What the?
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, the cover is drawn by Jorge Jimenez.
Ooh.
And it's fucking cool.
That is awesome.
I have to find it. But yeah, super random, like a manga.
That'd be like the first time I read anything Naruto.
Bro,
it's when Michelangelo's just fucking doing his shit.
The fact that it's like so overhyped makes me like not want to watch it either. Like,
oh, it's it's probably
the same thing with like One Piece. Like, I watched like one episode. I was like, this is boring as fuck. Like,
you watched one episode and you decided
one episode,
that?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's like Carter's favorite thing ever.
One Piece, yeah.
Yeah.
He had like. Oh my god, I remember when he still lived at the house. He had, like, those robes that they would wear. Oh no, that was a different anime. But it was, he, like, bought the robes. Like,
yeah, when he first moved in with me, he decorated his room One Piece. Which I'm like, whatever.
Oh, he took them down?
Yeah, now he, like, wanted to be more adult and he put, like, a Frank Ocean album on the wall or whatever.
Bruh. I know damn well he don't listen to Frank
Like
Ocean.
A Steve Lacy album on the wall.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I feel like the most popular animes are just so overhyped.
Maybe.
It's like this.
You don't know because you haven't watched all 1,200 episodes.
Bruh.
You just got to watch all 1,200 episodes.
Be true. Yeah, there has to be a reason why everyone likes it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure it's good. But I like the smaller animes.
Me too. Like, I'm
like
pretty
the mangas
sure
that
watched...
aren't anime.
Yeah.
They don't like Erased. Books. Erased was good.
I haven't seen that. Was that like a limited one?
Oh,
what'd you call
it? Erased.
Erased. Oh.
I don't know if it was a show or a movie.
Wait, is he drawing the series or?
No, it's just covers.
Let me see.
I don't know who's working.
Oh, wait, I like his designs for the turtles.
Turtles, yeah, they're pretty sweet.
I like when they're like bandana masks.
They have like the shit that ninjas have or whatever in Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
I like when they look more like scary in a way, you know
the
what
turtles?
I mean?
Turtles?
Yeah,
totally. That'd
because
be horrifying.
Yeah, exactly. Because or
they're
like,
too cartoony or whatever.
Yeah, when they're too cartoony, I'm like, okay.
I think it works for the animated movie though, because I love those versions.
Yeah.
Dano, do you like when a celebrity does a comic?
Are you talking about Arcbound?
Talk about Arcbound by Tom Hardy.
That's supposed to come out in March.
And Scott Snyder and Frank Thierry and Ryan Smallman, whoever that is. But yeah.
When's that come out? Like that's been like delayed. Like
it's been delayed. I think it was now August, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay. We got a trailer for Captain America: Brave New World.
Oh yeah!
Did you take a look at that?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good.
I thought it was gonna look like shit because it's been through like three reshoots.
Yeah, they weren't even like hiding like the Red Hulk at all. They're like, yeah, he's in this.
Yeah,
it's pretty
no mustache.
Pretty bold. No stash, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Not a big fan of that. There's a Red Hulk, and he's got a mustache even when he's like hulked out.
Like this, like a dad mustache.
Yeah, like
Omni-Man has a mustache.
Like Omni-Man.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
The guy has a mustache, and then he grows into Hulk, and he still has mustache.
Love that. That's like Hulk's dad, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be funny if he still had the mustache, but that didn't grow with him. It just like left like a.
Oh no!
You want a Hitler stache?
No, it wouldn't be Hitler stache. It'd just be a small mustache.
I was like,
it'd be like a little French person mustache. You know?
No, it should be a handlebar.
Oh, handlebar.
That
Hulk
would
stache.
Be sick.
Whoa!
It should be a Hulk Hogan mustache.
Dude, a Hulk Hogan mustache would be
on Hulk. Perfect.
Wow.
Is that thunder?
It's a plane.
It's called an airplane.
Well, it was windy today.
They must have gotten the things back up.
Okay, bro.
The Windows computers are back up.
Oh, yeah.
That plane's been in the air for 12 hours. Nathan, did Kumail Nanjiani get casted as Booster Gold?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's a confirmed or not.
I don't know if that's for real, but I think he'd do okay.
Yeah, he would do okay. I just feel like Glenn Powell would be like a slam dunk right now.
100%.
Yeah.
You got to get him.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's real. Nathan, what if Donald Duck became Thor?
Bruh.
What if Donald Duck became Thor?
New book coming out September 4th.
Does he still have like Mjolnir, the hammer?
I think he's getting Mjolnir.
Oh, that's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. He's worthy.
Does he still have no pants?
Yeah, maybe Mjolnir would give him pants. Or maybe he puts on pants and that's what makes him worthy.
Oh, he's like, okay, you're not flashing everybody. You can lift the hammer.
You're not a predator anymore.
Know all this news. Do you guys like follow like Instagram things or like Twitter?
Yeah. The algorithm throws it in my face.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes if there's not enough, I'll like look at news sites and stuff. Yeah. There's a comic news
but this week was like hot. It felt like for some reason. So
yeah, you're like Nathan, and he's like, I know. Like you don't even have to say anything.
Yeah,
Nathan, you like Garfield?
I have no Garfield news.
You like Garfield comics?
No,
we read a Garfield comic.
We did. It wasn't that good.
There's another one coming out, coming August 7th.
Wow.
Yeah.
You rated it a Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, day of the week. Damn, you do this. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know how. I was like looking for stuff that were like on last order call or whatever.
Yeah.
And Garfield is on that. I'm like, wait a minute.
Is it like, is it like a reboot?
Nah, yeah, it's like just a renumbering.
Oh, okay.
Is the one you read like the only one? Or is that just like the most recent?
It's like the
one?
Until only now. Traditional comic. I mean, Garfield's like a comic strip.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like in newspapers and stuff. But yeah. Actual like
a real comic.
These, you know, like yeah. That's that was the first one, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy.
Oh, fuck, what else? You know Berserker?
Vaguely.
Berserker?
Like, oh yeah, yeah.
they got a deal with McFarlane Toys. They're gonna have Berserker toys eventually.
Dude, Matt Kent's going to my comic shop to like do signings.
That's fucking cool. Win.
I don't know.
You're useless.
It's on their socials.
Last thing I got, Nathan, the Marvel or no Skybound is coming out with the Transformers Compendium, which is printing the first 44 issues of the Marvel run from the 80s.
Okay.
It's going to be $65.
That's not bad.
Yeah, for 44 issues. Coming out April 9th. But it's kind of weird that Skybound is reprinting something from like a different publisher. You know?
Yeah, you'd think they wouldn't be allowed to do that, but maybe.
But this is going back to what I always complain about is like how shit's like out of print just because it goes to a different publisher.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're actually just reprinting it, which is neat. Okay.
That's good for them.
But Nathan,
you know, wait, Kevin Conroy's final performance. he's still got performances coming out as Batman.
That's crazy.
And it's going to be, but his final for real confirmed is going to be on Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3, the animated movie.
Did that come out yet?
No. I don't think so.
I keep seeing this Twitter account who shits on those movies. He like hates them.
They're apparently, like I think there's a lot that happened like behind the scenes where the studio that was doing all of them got picked up and then the guy just didn't know what to do with them, I guess. But
I think it also incorporates like the animated universe, which I think people might have a problem with. It's not just a straight up adaptation. Yeah, but
I don't know. All right, let's run through these.
All right.
So
I guess, Comic-Con is next weekend or something.
Okay.
And there's rumors, we're going to be learning more about the Absolute Universe from DC.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Which is like the ultimate universe that Marvel has. But they're calling Absolute, which I think is stupid.
Sure.
Personally.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a limited alternate universe, though. Like, I think they're going to...
If it doesn't, like, sell, yeah, it'll be limited.
Well, I think the plan is that it'll be limited. So it's not like you're just giving people, like, stories that'll just go on for forever. Like, there's an end point to whatever this universe is, but it's going to go for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they announced a bunch of books. So, well, like, some books are staying the same, but some books that are currently ongoing will have different creative teams.
Okay.
So, like, for instance,
so they're putting the Chip Zdarsky
is still on Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Joshua Williamson is going to be on Superman with Dan Mora. Wonder Woman,
which is sweet,
is still going to be the same creative team. Tom King, Daniel Sampier. Titans is going to have John Layman and Pete Woods.
Whoa.
So that's pretty cool. Green Arrow is going to be by Chris Conrad and Montos. Detective Comics by Tom Taylor and Mikael Janin, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
It's a big one.
Batman and Robin Year One.
Oh, yeah.
By Mark Waid and Chris Somni.
I'm pretty excited about that.
That's pretty.
He's back to big two books.
Yeah.
Get off that firepower shit.
Yeah, he's ready.
There's honestly like a bunch. A lot of them don't have full creative teams. Like we know that Shazam's going to be by Josie Campbell or Poison Ivy by G. Willow Wilson, but we don't know who's going to be the artist. Nightwing is going to have a new creative team with Dan Waters and Dexter Soy.
Rena, look at this new Batman design.
Yeah. Bruh. Yeah. And then there's like these new Absolute designs.
I love his.
Looks like he's wearing baggy pants, bro.
He's the biggest motherfucker you've ever seen.
I love the new Bat logo.
The Bat logo is
so fat.
Wait, let me see the Bat logo.
Look how fat it is. It's awesome.
Bruh.
It's kind of fun, actually. It looks like a rectangle with like little sharps.
I do like the style, though.
Yeah.
It's giving like.
This is the new Superman design.
Yeah. He's got long hair.
Yeah.
I like the long hair look.
Long hair.
This new Wonder Woman's fucking sick.
Dude. Yeah. I like her tattoos.
The tribal tattoo.
The tattoos on Wonder Woman is so sick.
Yeah. So
those three are going to be like in their own universe, so people can just pick it up right from the beginning and not have to know anything else that came from before.
Oh, okay.
And not have to know anything else that's going on in like the DC universe, I guess. That's the idea.
So it's going to be like its own kind of universe type thing?
Yeah. Kind of like how like Into the Spider-Verse is like its own thing, but...
Do you think it's going to be like as good as like
the They original? Got some good talent on it.
Yeah.
It'll be like probably weird, but
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I want to see Big Batman.
Who's on Batman? It's
Scott Snyder
and Nick Dragotta. Right?
And Nick Dragotta, yeah.
Okay.
Which is a cool team.
Yeah.
Do you go into like these comics open-minded or closed-minded? Cuz like personally like with like
I don't buy them if I'm closed-minded, so.
True. I was going to say, like when new Disney shit comes out, I'm like, I'm not seeing that, bro. You know what I mean?
You know how, like, when a new show comes out and you aren't sure and you'll watch just, like, the first episode? I do that a lot with, like, comics.
Yeah.
Just read the first issue.
Because you can tell by the first issue.
Yeah. I'll go in with an open mind, but it's got to, like, really grab my attention because I'm watching a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Or, like, a lot of comics
by
this metaphor. So, yeah. It's, like, it's got to be, like, it's got to, like, knock me on my ass.
There's very few comics that, like, start out shitty and then really turn around at the end, you know, so
I see.
You can kind of get the gist.
Yeah, but it feels like the opposite for TV shows too.
Yeah, like
just fun.
Just like, wait till the end.
You watch the pilot and it's like that sucked, but like they're still trying to figure out what the fuck is happening.
Yeah,
it's like amazing TV shows are ever made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Especially like pilots and stuff, like they're made like years before sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but by the art style, I feel like it would be good.
Yeah, sometimes I'll pick up a book just for the art.
I'll pick up most of them, I think, just like at least to give them a shot. And then if I'm excited about them, I'll continue, you know,
like I'm much more open to reading a shitty story if it's like got some pretty kick-ass art to like look at.
Yeah. But, so these are all coming out in October.
Something? I think so. October.
That's crazy. You think they'd space it out or something?
Oh, I don't think all the new stuff.
Maybe it starts in October.
I think all the absolute stuff, so the Trinity, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman is October, but, you know, current series are going to continue going, and then new series will be dispersed, I think, a little bit later, because all October is a little overwhelming.
Okay.
So.
That'd be cool.
I think that was everything. Let's get into the book that we read this week, which was what, Serena?
Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Yup.
By Colin Bunn, and I don't know that other name.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen this artist again after this.
Dalibor?
Oh, Dalibor Talajic.
Yeah.
I follow him on Twitter. He does some stuff. I think he did Batman for a little bit.
This is kind of like an iconic cover.
Captain America looks like goofy.
Yeah, he does look...
He looks like a tweaker.
He looks a little too scared.
Yeah.
He looks like a little boy in like a Captain America outfit.
But dude... You know?
What kind of little boy looks like that?
I don't know. Like,
it does look freaky. This was like... Yeah, I think the cover's so good because when I like first started reading comics, I was like, oh, let me see what's out there. And I saw this cover and I'm like instantly done. I think this was literally the first thing I ever read like digitally.
Well, I was reading it and Jackson was like, oh, is this Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe? I was like, how do you know that?
Oh, he recognized?
Yeah, he recognized by a page. He didn't even have to like look at it. I was like,
he's probably one of those YouTube comic fans, you know?
Probably. But he was like, I think this is
a YouTube short.
He was like, I think this is the most iconic Deadpool. Like, that's like... I believe that.
That's
like,
pretty valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I believe that. So
when I was reading, I was like, oh, this is probably good then.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Bro, I think the Spider-Man scene was my favorite.
It was like really, that. It was very
literally
shocking.
Like, I was like, oh, okay, that's sick. And also the, I don't know when it comes to a show, I don't,
okay, all right,
I don't
all right.
remember, yeah, yeah. but it's another iconic.
It's funny that you bring that up because I read this 6 years ago, 7 years ago, the one thing I do remember was that Spider-Man scene. Because I remember reading at the time, I was like, oh no.
Like chills.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy.
It like was like what happened in a movie, and you're like, whoa. But
so it's just a fun concept. And
The only thing I remember was like the last page for some reason.
Oh, I do remember the last page. But
I don't think I remember
Which I do
last
remember
page.
Differently. So when I reread it, I was like, oh, okay.
How was your reread on this?
That's great. I mean, I didn't know it was like this artist, and so when I recognized his name, I'm like, oh yeah. And so I was reading stuff and like it's pretty good.
I remember the art being like so different, you know, because maybe I just didn't have like an eye for it or anything.
Yeah. It's fun rereading this now because I'm more nerdy, so I know who like the Watcher is, or right. like who Man Thing is, you know, or like all yeah. these
different characters. So Watcher the guy with the white?
He's the guy in the beginning, the big bald guy in the beginning, this guy. By the way, I'm going to pop quiz you on some of these random characters.
Oh, no. Okay, so. I know, I think, one of them that okay. you don't think I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I kind of forgot his name.
So all right, that's fine.
I like...
So that's what I enjoyed, is I know yeah. more of the characters, but yeah.
Right. I didn't realize how like short it was.
Yeah,
like,
only four issues is very yeah, brief. Yeah,
when I clicked on it, because usually like the last one we read was like 128 or...
It's only how long they are.
90 yeah. or something like that. And I was like, damn, bro, it's going to take forever. But yeah. I saw 98 and I was like, did I buy like the... You know yeah, how
the
they have
the
like...
The right one.
Yeah. It's pretty brisk.
Or like, yeah. you know how you have like the view it, like... what's it called?
Like the trial or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like you only read a couple pages.
Last time Carter came on, he only bought the first issue.
And he was like, okay.
And he only read the first issue. It was like 30 pages.
Oh, wait, which one was it?
It was like Suicide Squad.
And he was like, I'm good.
Yeah, he's like, read it one like, day. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, wow, what a crazy thing.
It was
he's
only like three issues, but still. Like,
you
still
guys are like talking. He's like, where are you getting this from? Yeah.
I had the physical ones. He was flipping through them so he can kind of catch up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Luckily, that's it wasn't so that complex of a book. So just whatever you saw was what happened. Yeah. But yeah.
I think I remember this being a little bit more traumatizing. Maybe just like as far as you're like, oh my God, Spider-Man and stuff like that.
I don't think I ever confronted death. Like in comic book characters, I'd confronted death before in my life.
Oh,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like in comic book characters, I'm like, oh my God, all these people are dying.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I like about it. And it's just fun to see which people they decide to show him killing and how they do it. So
I'm excited because Deadpool's like one of my favorites, I think. Like,
yeah. We're obviously reading this for the movie, exactly. Deadpool and Wolverine coming out. You're a big Wolverine fan?
No.
Really? Have you seen Logan?
Yeah, okay, that one was good. That was
a good movie.
But Deadpool was like by far my favorite. I'm sad there's only like, what, there's only two movies about him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He yeah. is in one other X-Men movie. But they like sew his mouth shut.
Oh. And I know the second one he was a part, like he was really like trying to be an X-Men.
Yeah, in the X-Force.
I thought you were talking about that.
Right.
No. Anyway, let's get into this book. So it starts with the Watcher, and he's doing some yapping, as he does. And Serena, pop quiz, who's the Watcher? You know what this guy does? I think he's in, like, one Marvel movie, technically, but he is a guy that just watches what happens, and he's not supposed to interact when something's going wrong, but he almost always does, it seems like, whenever you see him. So, yeah, that's just his whole deal.
Can I ask y'all something?
Yeah, yeah.
So... what do you think is the most powerful, like, person in this book? Because Jackson said Silver Surfer.
I would say, like, Galactus, if that, but...
Because I don't
is
like...
Is Galactus even really in it?
You see, like, part of his head.
Yeah.
But yeah, Silver Surfer, I would say, is pretty strong. Yeah, that's probably good. I mean,
so not the Watcher?
Thanos is also in it. Probably not the Watcher, no.
The Watcher doesn't really do much. Mm. Like, he doesn't, like, really have, like, power.
Yeah.
Is he just kind of narrating?
Normally, like... His whole thing is like he like watches over everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. So if he shows up in a book, that means you're really fucking something up, and he's like here to stop you.
Oh,
it's like, oh shit,
see,
the Watcher's here. So okay. He's kind of fun in that sense, but in this he's just like kind of watching. But yeah, I would say probably Silver Surfer is a good one.
Yeah. Okay. But
the way he dies is like kind of.
What about whatever, in all like comic book?
Probably like Thanos or Galactus or something.
Really?
Maybe like. Dr. Manhattan or something like that.
Oh, well, okay. So Uatu, who's the Watcher, is like, some universes have to come to an end, like this one. And then he points to the universe and we see Sue Storm, or the Invisible Woman, and she's holding Mr. Fantastic as he melts to death just in her arms. And then we see the aftermath of a spaceship or something that crashes into the Human Torch, and Deadpool comes out to slit his throat, and then... Invisible Woman just pops Deadpool's head with like a force field, but Deadpool obviously heals and then he stabs her.
I love that Deadpool like cut Johnny's head off and then the blood went on the invisible Sue Storm.
That was cool.
So he could like see her now.
Yeah.
He's like, when he looks like a balloon.
Yeah, when his head's getting popped is pretty funny. He looks, it does just look like a balloon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she could like do that, you know?
Me either.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You remind me of The Boys.
Yeah, no, she's Victoria Newman.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, head popper. Pretty much. Yeah, she can create force fields, and so it makes sense she would do it inside of somebody and expand it. But
right.
I think that Mr. Fantastic just melting is pretty fucking cool. Creepy. Yeah, it's such a cool idea.
I like the end, like the bottom like, one.
In this panel, when his face is melting, his like eyeballs are like moving away. And it's like, no, put it back.
It's like, what did he do to get it, that to happen? You know? It's some sort of gas.
Isn't he
or whatever?
Like rubber?
Yeah, he's like rubber.
He's like
guy.
Stretchy, but normally he can control it. So I don't know what he does to. Maybe he's like allergic to peanuts or something, and that's what makes him do that. But, but what I don't understand is this scene where she seemingly like closes his eyelids after he dies, and I'm like, I don't know if that's doing much here.
No, they're on like the side of his head now.
She's like pinching his nose.
Yeah. So yeah, I think this is a good opening scene because Fantastic Four, everybody knows him. So
the first family.
They got creative with it. We didn't see the Thing die, which is kind of cringe, but whatever.
Lame.
So then in a flashback, we see Deadpool get committed to Ravencroft Asylum by the X-Men, and his doctor turns out to be a villain called Psycho Man. Pop quiz, Serena, who's Psycho Man?
He controls people.
I didn't know who Psycho Man was before this either, so.
But I know he's tiny.
So he wants to create an army with people that he's like manipulated mentally or tortured mentally. But this backfires with Deadpool because he like gets a new voice in his head that takes over the other voices in his head, and then it like unleashes a motive inside of him to just start killing everybody. And it starts with Psycho Man, who's actually just like a little dude that's piloting a big dude, I guess. And then he blows up the rest of the asylum. And I'm kind of glad that they didn't do the like two different voices thing in this book, because in the comics, Deadpool would like have himself, but then there's like a yellow text box that's like one voice in his head, and then there's like a white text box, which is like a different voice in his head, and they would just be yapping all the time. So
It's only at some points.
Yeah, they like take it away most of the time, but there's an era of Deadpool where they just use that to set up and like a punchline really quick. So I'm glad they didn't do that here. But I like this panel where he's walking away from the explosion.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, pretty good. And so
it looks like he has a dad bod though.
Yeah, it's either like this kind of more like relaxed version of Deadpool, or you get just like a super buff Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, this one seems very like cosplay.
Yeah, you know? It does. And then we see that Deadpool even finds Uatu, the Watcher, and he kills him with one of Mr. Fantastic's cosmic devices, and then he beheads him. And that's the first issue. Issue two, this is a sweet cover, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Like all the people screaming. So the news is reporting Deadpool's killing spree so far, and in the city, Deadpool is fighting Spider-Man, and they're kind of, there's some banter between them. Happen. Deadpool like splats on the ground, and then Spider-Man's like, I'm going to take you in. And then Deadpool just like shoots off half of his head, and then he goes off to like go find something big to take down.
Yeah, Spider-Man mentioned like how like none of the other people that he fought is like a big yapper, I guess. And like he like is telling him that Deadpool's telling Spider-Man that he wants to like cut him from his belly up to his head or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say like, you know what your other villains did wrong is they didn't have a gun. And I thought that was so cool. Yeah.
I don't know why his like Spidey sense wasn't kind of going off at this point. They don't really explain that.
Yeah.
Good. So
I really like this panel when like the gun is right under his chin.
Yeah. That was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, oh shit, you know, Spider-Man will do a backflip or something and get away. But no, it's like definitely, it's like pretty gory, actually.
You'd think I'm sure it's happened, but like, I can't recall like Spider-Man ever getting shot, you know?
No,
and
I don't
just
think
seeing
so.
What happens after that point.
I've never seen Spider-Man's brains, you know?
That
and, like,
either.
We definitely see them come out of his head when he gets shot. And so
it's Spider brains and Marvel zombies.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, that's, yeah. Pretty big moment, pretty shocking. It kind of like sets the tone for the rest of the book. So then the Avengers meet up to figure out how to deal with Deadpool, and Jarvis the Butler chimes in with news that Hank Pym is dead and his Pym particles were stolen. And then it's revealed that the Pym particles were used to place a bunch of explosives in that room, which grow big and then they blow everybody up except for Luke Cage and Thor.
Who's Dr. Pym?
He's Ant-Man.
He's like, and it makes an explosion?
So like the things that make him grow big and small, he uses PIM particles. It's like a, I don't know,
little
like
disc,
like a little disc thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he like. It's like some kind of quantum science thing, but if it like touches something, it'll make it grow big or small.
Yeah,
and he can use it on his suit, which makes him grow big or small. So I think the idea is he like took a bunch of explosives, made it really small, put it in Avengers Tower, and then they grew big and then exploded.
I see.
Yeah,
Nathan even got Howard the Duck.
Yeah, he did get Howard the Duck here.
You see that?
Mm-mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's mentions of him like how does he kill Ghost Rider? You know. Like, that's an interesting...
Yeah, or fucking like, yeah. Dr. Doom.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how he could kill Dr. Doom, but it's cool that he's going after villains, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's fun. There's a line that says that he kills Iron Fist, and it's kind of just like a throwaway line, but I was like, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah, so...
But he, like, definitely wasn't popular at this time.
There's, like, a sequel to this by Colin Bunn as well. It's Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe Again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's, like... It's like a different killing spree, and then he doesn't kill like any of these characters. It shows you like all the like a bunch of different characters, so it's like kind of fresh. Like he goes after like the Guardians and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pretty fun.
Oh, it's like a refresh.
Yeah, I don't remember being as good as this, but it was still neat.
Same artist too, or
I don't think so.
Okay, so Luke Cage is still alive because he's got what does he call it?
Just unbreakable skin.
Unbreakable skin, and obviously Thor is still alive. So. He kills Luke with the reveal that he put a bunch of tiny bombs in his coffee, which blew up inside of him. And then that's how he dies. And then he kills Thor by throwing PIM particles at the hammer, which grows it super big, and it crushes Thor when he's like recalling it. And so then Deadpool fights the Hulk, who literally like tears him apart.
This part is so stupid.
I like this panel a lot.
He draws a really good Hulk.
Yeah, he draws a great Hulk. He's got like...
The face is a little goofy though.
It's a little goofy, but there's like good anatomy there.
Yeah.
Like, you can see like the muscles. You can see the fibers of like the chest muscles and stuff. It's pretty cool.
And like the fact that he just like goes back to a cave and just fucking so like...
Deadpool just waits until he like falls asleep, turns back to Bruce Banner, and then just kills him that way, which is pretty smart, I guess. But
yeah, from what I know about Hulk, I feel like that wouldn't kill him either, but...
Yeah, it feels like new Hulk, it's like... Any way he like almost dies, he just kind of comes back as Hulk. Yeah, but
this make this is enough for me.
He said, "You should rip me apart and then take a nap." Like what?
Yeah,
I like this choice to like leave the bottom half of his mask like exposed, and you see like his mouth.
Yeah,
because you could really see like when he's getting angry or whatever, and I think it's a good, good effect.
On the Jerry Duggan run, which I read like most of, I feel like most of the book he's got like his mask like pulled up. So you'd still see his mouth. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know why, but it
must
like,
be hard to just like convey
emotion
or
comedy
or something. Yeah, just through a full mask. Some people do it in Spider-Man all the time. So I don't know.
Sometimes they'll have it to where like the mask is down, but they'll really just like show the contour and like his lips. You know, to kind of describe like what his face is doing.
Well, he's like puckering his lips super hard. Or something.
Sometimes, yeah.
In like Deadpool movies, though, they kind of use his eyes. You know what I mean? Same with like Spider-Man. Like,
I guess they do the
squinting or whatever.
Yeah, like when he's mad, he'll squint.
Yeah, that's interesting because Deadpool was kind of the first one to really be pretty expressive with like the mask eyes. I feel like.
Yeah, the white eyes.
Yeah, which then, I think worked like, really well. Off. And then Spider-Man did it in like the newest iteration of Spider-Man, but that's more technological.
It's like a lens.
So that feels
they're just describing it.
Yeah, yeah, but. I feel like, the Deadpool one works pretty well in the movies. Yeah, so.
Let's not forget Atom Smasher, guys, in Black Adam.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget Atom Smasher besides everybody?
No, he's the best part.
So then we see the loved ones of superheroes like MJ and Aunt May. They like bring a bunch of people together and they gather enough money to hire the Taskmaster as a hitman to take down Deadpool. Serena, pop quiz. Who's Taskmaster?
I have no fucking idea. I thought this
Have you
was...
seen the Black Widow movie?
Yes.
He's technically in there, but not as cool of a version. But yeah, he's he's an assassin that learns everybody's moves just by seeing it.
Yeah.
And so if he sees like, you know, tapes of like Hawkeye fighting or something, he knows like he could like mimic it perfectly.
I thought this is the guy that you dressed up for Comic-Con that one year.
No, that was Moon Knight. Pretty close though.
It looks the
Taskmaster
same, right?
In the movies.
Whoa, yeah, I like this one better.
Yeah, this one's way cooler, right? I think everybody was kind of pissed about that version of Taskmaster.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was issue two.
Goofy. I think he looks so long in this.
Yeah, he's a little scrawny in this, isn't he?
Yeah.
I like a scrawny Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird for him to like just also be jacked, you know, and big.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of can take away from the persona that they're trying to convey.
I like that the wheelchair's on fire. Like, did you really need to set it on fire?
Yeah, like how does leather burn like that? Yeah.
So issue 3, Taskmaster starts following Deadpool's trail of killings.
Green Goblin.
Yeah, so, and I just think it's funny that, I assume this is Venom that was killed at the bell, because like he doesn't like sound or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's just a bunch of goop everywhere. Yeah,
dude, you can see his mouth in the corner.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice until right now either, but.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought there was just like a bunch of black goop, and we're just like,
he looks like a Snorlax dude with his teeth.
Yeah. But it brings us to an abandoned warehouse where Professor X is tied up by Deadpool. Why? And he uses Professor X to lure the X-Men into like a death maze that's built inside of the warehouse. And so like Cyclops gets like a red orb around his head, which blows up when he tries to blast out of it, and it kills the group that was with Cyclops. And then we see Rogue, Gambit, and Colossus also get like electrocuted. So there's a bunch of them getting split up and then killed off with like separate traps.
Yeah.
And like, how the fuck does this red orb work? Like, how did that get shot onto his face and like stay on his face?
The Incredibles, like those black goo balls black that are shot at him and they just like yeah. grow on him.
Yeah, that's kind of what this one feels like.
It took me a long time to figure out who Professor X was. Like, I even asked Jackson, he was like, he like named off these people. I'm like, I think it's Professor X. He's like, nah. And I'm like, I think it is.
Because he's not in like a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But he did like when I think of Professor X, I mean, like, I think of like the X-Men movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With, so, what's his face? What's his name? I don't know why.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He looks kind of young in this, doesn't he?
Yeah. I just like,
yeah.
I would picture him to be older and like.
There's like a weird.
He normally is, yeah.
There's a scene where Deadpool like stabs him in the leg to like.
Mm-hmm.
And like my question what is that... does that hurt?
Because he's paralyzed, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think some paralysis, like, you still have nerves, maybe, but like, I didn't think that that was the case for him.
Yeah, you just can't move his legs. We can like feel him still.
Yeah, it is a cool scene though, because his like telepathic powers, like he like can't control them when he's like in pain, I guess. So he just like. Was kind of crying for help, and that was the idea.
Yeah.
And so the X-Men are like, oh, he's over here, and it gets lured into a trap.
You definitely have to suspend your disbelief with a lot of these killings.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But Professor X tries to shut Deadpool down, which is probably something he should have tried much earlier, but he instead goes brain dead from the shock at what he finds in Deadpool's head, I guess. And then Wolverine is also here, and he finds... the villain Arcade chained up, and that's the guy that Deadpool used to make all these like intricate traps, because he's like he like does like inventions and tinkerings and stuff. And so Wolverine finds X-23 and Dokken, is that his name?
Dokken, yeah.
Who are tied up to a device that constantly burns them alive when they try to regenerate, because they also have like a healing factor. And so Deadpool fights Wolverine. And he's like wearing beast skin, like, which is kind of crazy.
Where did that go
That's
from?
A little dark, dude.
Yeah.
I love that part.
I think it looks cool, though.
Yeah,
I definitely like that.
I was like, what is that?
I'm like, whoa, we found a blue tiger.
And I'm like, and where did that come from?
Yeah, but it's like his friend.
Like one
That's
of
like the skin of his friend. Imagine he's wearing fucking Charles Xavier. It'd be the same shit.
Yeah, it's like one of those bear rugs that like rich people have. Yeah. But I was like, where'd he get that from?
Well, this is Beast, like the X-Men Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I like Wolverine's teeth in this panel.
Didn't even notice that.
Did I see? Oh, yeah.
Like, where are the lips at?
And yeah. So Deadpool fights Wolverine, and he chops his head off to just, like, buy himself some time. Because he knows he's probably just going to come back anyway. And then Taskmaster is still following Deadpool's trail, but that leads him to the Sanctum Sanctorum. And he finds a dead Doctor Strange and Wong. And Taskmaster finds a book on the ground with, like, a Deadpool marking on it in blood. And it's on the page with the Nexus of All Realities on it. And that's how the issue ends. Issue 4, there's like crazy riots that are happening in New York with like superheroes and villains like killing each other. And there's also like groups of heroes and villains jumping off the roof to like kill themselves. But it's actually Deadpool forcing a villain called the Puppet Master, who created puppets of all of these heroes and villains and forcing them to jump off with, like, the voodoo magic or whatever.
Nathan.
Yeah.
This brings back our famous segment.
Dude. Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, dude.
Who the fuck is that segment from T-Pain?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring this up with the X-Men people, so I figured out who the X-Men people
no,
were.
No, X-Men's easy.
No, because there was like Cannonball in there.
I don't care.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Because a lot of these, I'm like, wait, who the fuck is that?
You okay, know? Let's see. So, dude, Hitmonkey's here.
Is that Hitmonkey?
I think that's Hitmonkey.
Fuck yeah. Wait, if Hitmonkey's like fighting Iron Fist?
Wait, I thought he died.
Yeah, dude, you're confusing me.
No, wait. That's definitely Iron Fist.
Dude, is Black Widow getting like... You're lasered in the cooch?
Oh, yeah, she is. Definitely. That's you're looking crazy. At this first page, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is page 68.
Let me hit you with everybody. So this is Black Knight.
Okay.
Right there. He looks a little goofy, like a cosplayer.
Uh-huh.
There's Doc Ock.
Thanks.
We got the Shocker. He's the one that's shocking Black Widow.
Yeah.
I don't know who this green guy is.
Okay.
Must be like...
Maybe some weird lizard.
It must be like some weird lizard, yeah. I don't know who this is with the two swords.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure who that is. Hitmonkey's there. That looks like Iron Fist as well, even though he's said to be dead.
What about the top left?
Top left.
With the red cape.
I also don't know. I can't see him well enough.
Okay, okay.
You'd think that would be Black Knight, but that's definitely Black Knight, like down here.
So. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm missing a few here.
What about in this next lineup of suicide bombers?
On top of the building. So Kingpin's there. We see Falcon there. We see Nick Fury. We see Shang-Chi, I think.
Who's the guy with the scars on his face?
I don't know. It looks like Two-Face.
Yeah, no.
Maybe like the...
Or like a Dr. Zazz kind of thing.
No, I think it's like the lizard.
Oh, dude, is that Diamondback maybe?
No.
No?
I think it's the lizard guy. Bullseye's up there. Elektra's up there, I think. And then there's some people I don't know. So yeah, they got some weird ones.
I know who the guy on the next page is. I think.
Who is Which one?
The one with the skull.
On his chest?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Is that the Punisher?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, let's go. I was going to quiz you on that one, too.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, but yeah. I didn't want you to skip past it and then me not show how smart I am.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
So anyway, the Puppet Master is making all these people kill themselves with voodoo magic. The Punisher shoots who he thought was Deadpool, but it was actually the Puppet Master in Deadpool costume. And then Deadpool appears behind the Punisher and uses a puppet of the Punisher to make him shoot himself, which is cool. But this is how he, like, kills, I guess, a big chunk of the remaining heroes and villains. And he must have been, like, super organized to know, like, who's left or, like, you know, all there's so many heroes and villains and stuff. And he's like... Okay, well, what about the ones in space? You know, there's so much to think of here.
Yeah.
To, like, make the puppet guy make puppets of. Also, why isn't the Puppet Master, like, the most scary dude ever made? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never even seen him in anything.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I don't even know what, like, the extent of his powers are. But apparently, he can make a puppet of the Silver Surfer and Thanos and make him kill himself.
Mm.
Also, like, here's Galactus in the corner. He's apparently dead, too, so... kind of interesting. There's also a line in here where Deadpool apologizes to Punisher for, like, killing everybody because that was, like, his gig.
Yeah.
And that was, like, there's a comic before this called Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe. And I think that might have been the first one of this kind.
Probably, yeah.
Like, the first, you know, X character kills the Marvel Universe.
Mm.
So it's kind of cool that they referenced that.
Mm.
But that's cool you knew the Punisher. Have you seen the show?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You should watch, like, the Daredevil Netflix show. Or it's on
Disney Plus now, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
It's fucking bomb.
Me and Sophie just started watching it this week.
Ooh.
Does Sophie like it?
We watched the first episode. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
So Taskmaster tracks Deadpool to a swamp and starts to confront him. And Deadpool is kind of, like, rambling. And he's saying that he just wants to save everyone from an endless cycle of continuity. And Taskmaster starts to mimic Deadpool and, like, eventually during their fight, and he even starts to hear, like, his crazy voice in his head. But then Taskmaster is killed by Man-Thing, who's, like, the big swamp monster. guy.
And not expect man thing in this.
I did not either. I mean, he was in a swamp, so I feel like you should try to, you know, maybe that's a possibility comes up, but yeah.
Real quick. This is like kind of an example of when you use like slang in something and how it like, doesn't age very well.
Yeah, it gets like outdated.
Yeah, he said talking as if like the Punisher was talking, and he says, "I got pwned by Cabbage Head Doll."
Oh, pwned.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's a bit dated. That's like Call of Duty, like Xbox Live.
Yeah. Talk. Like World at War or like Modern Warfare 2.
Kind of definitely Modern Warfare 2 slang. But I like that this fight scene between Taskmaster and Deadpool happens over like a couple pages.
Yeah.
Because I just like the idea that Taskmaster is like has like a part of all of these like Marvel heroes and villains kind of inside of him because he like mimics these people.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that he's like the big final fight. So I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It seems like the biggest like person to go up against him, you know, that would be proper.
Yeah. It's like hand to hand, like pretty apt. He's like the culmination of like all these people that he's killed already. So it makes sense. But Deadpool then gets Man-Thing to open up the Nexus of All Realities, where we see Deadpool travel through a bunch of different realities that he sees, but it leads him to the room where the creators of the comic book Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe are plotting the ending that's currently happening. And then he turns to the readers and he's like, I'm gonna find you soon enough. And that's how the book ends. So Deadpool's in our reality and he kills Colin Bunn and Dalibor Talajak in this book, which is pretty fun. But it's also like really the only way to end this book, I feel like.
Probably.
At the same time, because it's like, where do you go with this, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters. That is next.
So we see like scripts to page stuff, which is kind of cool. So we see Colin Bunn's scripts for like the last couple of pages of the book.
And some roughs.
Yeah.
Inks.
Some rough stuff of Dalibor doing some artwork. And then we see cover sketches, which is cool. So all the covers of this book, we see like a rough sketch of them. And then even some like unused covers or like ideas for covers.
The one with all the heads.
Yeah. And like,
cool.
Yeah. The one with all the heads or like this one where they're all in like a fire, but it would have been kind of cool too.
Yeah.
I understand why this Captain America one wasn't used because we didn't see Captain America at all.
Well, he was in with the Avengers, right? Well,
yeah, but it wasn't like that big of like a.
Well, he kind of thick
death,
in there.
I feel like.
He got some thick thighs.
Ooh, he does have some thick thighs.
He curvy, bro.
And then there's ones where it's like Deadpool's head is like pretty much just like a skull.
That's pretty cool.
Which would be kind of cool too, but.
I like the one that he's like on top of the bodies with the heads.
Oh yeah.
I kind of like his like it kind of looks like Venom in a way.
With the skull.
Or with that one. The one where he's on top of all the heads.
Oh, yeah. Very droopy.
Yeah.
And, that was pretty much it. So, what would you rate this book, Daniel?
So, I remember liking it a lot more when I first read it. You know, just being a real young comic reader, this was like an early one for me, too. But going back to it, you know, I enjoyed it, but it's not, you know, how I remember it. So, I give this a White Castle meal, but when you're sober.
Oh, okay.
I just remember it being a little bit better.
You just think, wow, this is such a good idea.
Oh, this is so good. Everyone should read this. Have you tried this? Take a bite, you know?
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like showing someone Canes and they don't get it.
Right. Yeah.
What about you, Serena?
I really like the beginning of it, but at the end, it kind of started to get like a little like...
It gets very
repetitive,
like
repetitive a little.
Is it like nachos, would you say?
Very like movie theater nachos.
Whoa.
When it's like hot and like it's actually good, and then like
towards the end you're like, I don't know.
The end of the movie you're like, damn, that shit's ass.
It's
actually
just chips.
You know? It's just stale chips.
No more
cheese. Yeah.
Either no more cheese or cold cheese.
Yeah.
Soggy chips.
Exactly.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
We have a term, it's called like a nacho series, as if like the number one is really good, but then it just doesn't like really pan out the rest of the book.
Yeah.
That's or, like, a good way to put
issue,
it.
First issue is like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. And then like all the good ideas were in like the first issue.
Damn.
Kind of like how nachos, when you like take a bite and it's got the guac, it's got the sour
that's
cream,
so
got some chicken,
wait,
the cheese,
so
and you eat it and you're like, wow, this shit's going to be amazing.
Like when we ate nachos at
Pedal House.
Yeah. Like all like the guac and all the stuff amazing. Was at the beginning, and then like some at the end chips. There was just like just like the radishes. And
it's just like just radishes.
I forgot there were radishes in that. Those were pretty good.
And then you're like, just end the book already.
Yeah. Like, I really didn't like the what's the guy in the cloak?
Taskmaster?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but like the way it ended, I feel like could have gone better.
Yeah, I feel like he could have gotten a couple more like hits in, I guess.
Yeah,
that would have been
ended cool. It way
like,
cooler
because he's like representing like everybody that he's killed so far, kind of. So I mean, it was like a bigger fight scene, but it didn't feel like much of a challenge, I guess, for Deadpool at the same time.
Yeah, so. Because the book's so short, like the fight is pretty short in itself.
You got to wrap it up. Do you think it'd be better with like one more issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a couple more kills, you know, like the Punisher thing probably could have been like a whole issue.
I appreciate that they went like in pretty weird directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like that aspect of it.
Yeah. I think it's just the fact that the Spider-Man one was like right in the beginning. That is so cool. It set up like my expectations super high. And
yeah. Because
like,
you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Especially with like the punchlines or whatever.
What's cool about that one is like Deadpool knows that he's in a comic, you know, and he's just talking about how like, he was gonna like kill like Marvel's like Golden Boy, and Spider-Man really can't kill him to stop him because like that'd be breaking character for him and things like that. And so I thought that was a cool monologue during that.
Yeah. Well, there's a part in the book where he says he's the only way he can kill Wolverine is by killing his popularity. Cause like, I think they're mentioning that like, since he's such a popular character, if he dies, he'll always come back just like in comics in general. So I think that's why he goes to kill the creators of the book. I think he's like killing just Marvel in general, like everybody that makes Marvel books, and that's how he kills technically everybody.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah,
I like that. But I think if I were to,
what if he went to like the editor in chief, like Joe Quesada at that time? He's like, it's done.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's like Joe Quesada's head.
Yeah,
like an actual person. I'd rate it one of those Spider-Man popsicles, you know, but it's like a little fucked up.
Which they all are, you know?
Yeah, because Spider-Man's head gets fucked up in this book.
SpongeBob ones are foul.
Yeah,
yeah, the eyes are like,
yeah.
The teeth are like all like.
Yeah, I rated that because it's good at the time, but also Spider-Man's head gets fucked up in this book, so
yeah,
I think it makes sense.
Valid.
Cool.
So let's go to our next segment, which is the poll list. Colin,
shove in your box.
The poll list. The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
Serena, what comics you pick up this week?
Oh, let's see. I didn't pick up any actually.
Okay, all right.
Awkward.
You gotta go later. It's
fine. Yeah.
What'd you pick up, Daniel?
I'm gonna be getting Man's Best number 5.
Yep.
Gonna get Ultimate X-Men number 5. Yep. I may or may not get Dark Knights of Steel all winter.
Oh, yeah.
You guys see what my stack looks like. I didn't really finish Dark Knights of Steel, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'd probably have to finish the original one.
Yeah, but I will be getting Remote Space, number 2. Yeah, the...
Is that the one I recommended you read and then I didn't pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that, the colorist who was on, like, Invincible? Clay something? Cliff Rathbun.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's his book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be getting that... I might get the new Gerard Way book called Paranoid Gardens, number 1.
I was
going
to get that, but I had a big stack.
Yeah. Are you going to get... Did you get Namor, number 1?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, by Jason Aaron.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think, right?
I don't know.
Oh. Are you getting World's Finest 29?
Yeah, it's Dan Mora's last issue.
Whoa. Yikes.
We'll see you if that keeps going. I don't know if it is, but...
Mm.
Yeah, I picked up that. I picked up Barfly from last week because I forgot to go get it the week before. World's Finest, Green Lantern, War Journal, number 11. And Into the Unbeing, number 2.
Oh, right.
Is that Cave one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Sweet.
Did you read anything this week?
I read a trade for a new Image book called Petrol Head.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
That sounds familiar.
Have you seen it?
It like gives pretty punk rock vibes.
It's pretty punk rock.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like heard about it on the First Issue Club podcast, and it sounded really cool.
Yeah,
it's like
okay, yeah, I know what this
it's
is.
Got like robots that like race cars and stuff in the future.
Robots race the cars?
Yeah.
Whoa, and wait, that's such a good idea.
It's pretty fucking sick, and I think you'd love it.
Okay.
We might have to do an episode on it soon.
I'm down.
But what'd you read?
I started catching up on my Green Lantern stuff.
Ooh, like so War Journal?
Yeah, I'm going to start that pretty soon. But I started catching up on Green Lantern, and that's pretty much it. I mean, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Where I stopped is where there was like a big change in the story direction, because there was like a tie-in for House of Brainiac, which is like a thing that happened.
Didn't know that.
When I picked it back up, it like felt pretty fresh, so that was nice.
That's good.
I'm like 2 issues away from being caught up on that, and then I'm going to do War Journal. So
sweet.
Serena, what have you been watching lately?
I wanted to watch the last episode of The Boys.
I didn't get to,
and I wanted to talk about it, but yeah. But I heard it's insane.
Have you? So you're up, you're caught up except for
this last episode.
The season finale?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah, I watch it.
Okay, valid.
You watch the season finale?
Valid.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't get the chance to with Sophie yet, so.
My lips are sealed.
Okay, yeah.
It's good episode.
Okay.
Have you seen like that they like did a disclaimer of like this the new season that's coming out, and they're like
we didn't do this,
cause some disturbances of the
current events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't mean for Trump to get assassinated almost.
Yeah, and then the comments were like, if you need a disclaimer to watch The Boys, then you shouldn't be watching The Boys.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
The name of the episode was called like Assassination Attempt.
Oh shit.
And then they changed it to like season four finale.
Life mimics art, what can I say? That is crazy. Do you think that like the showrunner of The Boys saw that happen? He was like,
yeah,
like before the,
it's like, we're gonna get like, canceled.
Because
like
the week before,
mm-hmm. and then like the first episode, Homelander's like in court, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was just nuts.
Dude,
that how much it lined up, you know?
Yeah, because like, what's the showrunner's name? He's like Eric Kripke, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think when he saw the news about the assassination attempt, he's like sweating? He's like, "What do I do?"
Well, the thing is, like,
because like the show was filmed in 2023, so it's obviously like they didn't see that and they filmed something real quick, you know? But yeah, that's just crazy that the coincidence there.
Well, even like during like the show where they had like the, it was kind of like a more glorified like Republican Party and then Democrat Party
like
when they're all like separated and they all have their signs or whatever, like for Starlight and then Homelander.
Yeah.
It's like, tell me that's not like a fucking like shadow of what's happening like right now.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, I think that they definitely did on purpose.
I feel like they shouldn't even be like scared about the attempted assassination because it was coming, because they said it in the season, like,
right?
Yeah.
It's like what they've been playing the whole time.
Yeah,
I just think they have to be like, my bad, I guess, you know.
Yeah, but it's like whatever.
Well, honestly, that's kind of sick.
Yeah. I think they should have kept it, bro. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. like keep the episode title but now make it all caps or something, like,
yeah. Or add like the little parentheses.
That is,
like,
that is once in a lifetime that some shit like that would happen. So,
bro,
right?
Oh my god.
So yeah, you watching anything else?
Dexter. Already told you about that.
Oh yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched more since what I've told you, but that's pretty good. I think we're about to start the third season, which I think you guys said it was like the best season, or maybe that was the fourth season.
3 and 4 are both like super strong.
Super good.
Yeah. Wait, so where your second season? You said.
I'm at the end of second season, so I'm about to go in third season.
Ooh, good shit's coming.
Yeah.
Good show. Yeah, me and Sophie started Daredevil. Watched the first episode. And I love that show.
So good.
I think the first episode is, I think it's paced really well, but there's definitely like some lawyer stuff where it's like, okay. And like the guy that plays Daredevil kind of talks quiet sometimes.
Yeah.
But then the action's pretty loud, so I have to like constantly like turn up and turn down the shit. So when they're like in a courtroom or something, I'm like turning it up. Or when he's like confessing to like a priest or whatever, I'm turning up the volume.
Yeah.
And then it'll just cut to some action and just like, poof, 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 and I'm like, oh shit, okay, turn it down. I think they fix that later on.
Subtitles, bro.
Your TV is so funny though, because remember when we played that game?
Yeah, okay. That only happens if I'm not using the sound bar. So, but I use a sound bar because it's connected to my Xbox. But if I'm playing on like a Switch, my TV does this weird thing where
like pop sound,
like the sound gets really loud for like a second and then it goes back down to regular.
But it's so funny because we played that one like cutesy little game and then it got like really loud out of nowhere.
We were just trying to stack fruit on each other. Yeah, good show. There was I could she was like texting her friend at one point, and I was like, okay, I'll let it slide, it's fine. And I'm like, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do you want me to pause it?
I hate that shit. Though. It's like,
she doesn't normally do that, but I think she like had to respond, and so, but I was like, it's a long text you're sending.
It sucks when you're showing something someone something and like they're not paying attention at the most important part.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my god.
Well, I think she thought it's it's a quiet part, you know, so I can send a text or whatever. But that's when they're explaining like all the crime families or whatever in Daredevil, and I'm like, okay, you're gonna miss some context here. So
going back to the boys real quick, I just noticed something that was kind of weird this season. So the first episode, there's some scene where Homelander's like grabbing Ryan, and he's like, I'm not gonna miss Smash Mouth. The singer of Smash Mouth like died like this year or last year.
Definitely last year, I thought.
And then later there's like something about music, like the scientist, he like has like music playing. And he's like, I hope it's not shitty like 2000s music, whatever. And then it's a song by Crazy Town, and that singer just died like this month.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Dude, what is the boys doing?
It's giving like the Simpsons, you know, how like they predict shit.
And then I think this last episode or the episode before, they mentioned Dave Matthews Band, and I'm like, is Dave Matthews about to die?
Dude, do you think Dave Matthews is like, oh shit.
He has like bodyguards outside his house.
Yeah. Right. And so it's just so like bizarre. I'm like, this is weird.
Imagine they like call Drake a pedophile or something at some point in the season.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And so that was just like another thing. Like, this is weird.
The boys curse.
Yeah, because they don't play a lot of music in that.
No.
You know?
It's just violins or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
that's kind of crazy.
They didn't know about Smash Mouth like when they were filming it, and then that just happened.
Yeah.
And so it's just bizarre.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of that is just like you can relate it to anything like that's happening right now. Yeah. And that's what's crazy about it. I feel like it's what's so interesting.
It'd be funny if they just like, you know, the next season's like the last season. They like kill Homelander or whatever, and that's like the end of it or whatever. Or if they do kill Homelander, I don't know. But what if they just like kept going and then just kind of always kept it like kind of in line with things that are going on, like The Simpsons?
It would just become like South Park almost.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But Homelander just gets more and more crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, do you remember that scene where he rips that dude in half?
Oh, yeah. Webweaver?
Yeah, the Webweaver.
Oh, I hated that episode, that bro. Actually, that was, you know, so what made me cringe? Weird.
What made me cringe that episode was when Frenchie had to saw off the leg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Kamiko?
Kamiko's leg.
Yeah.
To, like, stop the disease or whatever. I was like,
the fact that it spread so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophie had to give me like an actually, because it's like shit in your bloodstream goes like so much more fast. It doesn't grow like that. It just immediately goes through your heart.
It felt like the scene was super long. It was just like,
they had to make it dramatic. Yeah.
Yeah. And like when he was cutting it, it felt like so slow. Dude, I was like,
it was like, it just reminds me of like 127 hours when he's cutting off his arm or whatever. It's like, dude, give me
out. Or like The Walking Dead with like Herschel and Rick's like,
dude, I'm like, get me out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he's like sawing that shit off, and she's obviously got probably pretty tough skin for being a soup, and disgusting.
Yeah.
I think Butcher looks crazy. Rough too. So,
He's like my favorite character though. Like,
he's so good.
It sucks that he's like.
Do you see the boys' memes on your For You page?
Some of them. Which ones are you
I'll start sending them to you, and then if you like them, you'll get
it. It's just like, it's just like Butcher impressions. And it's just like, oi, ewe, Homelander, the bullocks me wife. Yeah. It took me my son.
I can't even impersonate that accent if I could.
It's just so fun to like watch Butcher do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like diabolical.
He's just like such a badass character, bro.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Did you watch? Makes me want to cry though. I'm like,
did you watch that like animated boys show? It's called The Boys Diabolical.
Yeah.
And it's like each episode is like a different story, and there's like different like animation styles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're all like spin-off kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like some are in the story and some aren't.
Yeah.
But like, you know, after you finish the season, if you want like some more, that's like a pretty fun series.
Oh, really? Where is it on?
It's on Prime.
On Amazon.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. I never even heard of
that. Just dude, what was anyway, yeah, I'll ask you in a second. But yeah, it's just like random stories set within the Boys universe. Mm. So not all of them have like Huey and Butcher in them, but some of them
one's do. Like Homelander's first mission and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one is focused on Butcher's dog. What's his name?
Dude, that's what I was going to ask you. I can't remember what his name was. It's like meatbone or something. Do you remember the bulldog's name?
No, yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, dude.
Where'd he go?
That's what I was just wondering.
Someone's like taking care of him. Yeah, like,
I think like his auntie or whatever is taking care of him. But it's like
the boys.
It's like dog. Meat.
Terror.
Terror. Oh, okay. It's not meat anything.
Wait, that's kind of sick.
No, it's terror, a sick name. Terror for a bulldog name is
that
awesome. Is
that's a hardcore band. That's awesome.
I want to give that to like a chihuahua or like some or like a cute dog.
What if Linus's name is Terror?
I called someone awesome. At work a chihuahua and they got so offended. Yeah. They literally like took that to heart. And
it's Goosler.
But I wanted to ask, like, what do you think is the most disturbing like episode in The Boys yet?
Disturb. I feel like the ones where they are like, this will be the disturbing episode, like the orgy one,
Herogasm.
Like those ones aren't like too bad. I feel like
I really but hated the Web Weaver one. That
the
one?
Web Weaver is a little gross.
That one was actually, yeah, and like the with the Tech Knight and stuff like that. That was like,
what was that girl's name that she like came down and started like? I was Ashley, like, I did not expect her.
Oh
to
yeah,
be there.
she's crazy. I think what pops into my head is when. It's like the beginning of season 3, I think, and there's that guy that can shrink down, and he like climbs inside
that
dude's.
Oh, that's definitely it.
Yeah. He like climbs inside that dude's penis. Dick, and just like seeing him
just
go
exploded.
In.
Oh fuck no!
Just
bro.
Like it's not like that gross, but I'm just like I can't believe I'm watching this happen right now.
Yeah,
like that stuff
the thing
is crazy.
When me and Jackson watched it, the only thing he couldn't watch was when that one episode where he met like the people that were kind of like making Homelander, and like he was like. He's like, remember when he called me square and yeah. like he like
that
made him like
one.
Do
he,
that?
He makes the dude jerk off in front of him.
But the thing is, I felt like that wasn't even bad compared to everything, and he just, like couldn't watch yeah. it.
It was just wildly uncomfortable.
It was, yeah.
Because he's like,
he was
remember
just laughing, and I was like,
ooh. Yeah, because he's like goading the dude to go into like the hot box like room or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is uncomfortable. But yeah, when he was making the guy jerk off and he like starts spitting on his hand or whatever.
Ooh, God.
I was like, ew.
That's so foul.
And then he like just lasers his dick. So I could see that. That's kind of a just uncomfortable scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most disturbing is probably that one. Or remember the one where they're in like the insane asylum and the dude with like the long dick wraps mother's milk's like neck around his dick or whatever.
Love sausage.
Yeah, love sausage.
Bruh.
He's in the comics.
Or, like, I just think, like, every time Web Weaver got nervous, he just fucking,
dude,
like...
Yeah, I'm like, come on, dude.
It just made me, like, ick.
It sounded
so
gross.
It's not even Webs.
Can you imagine, like, auditioning for that role, bro? Like, I literally...
Imagine
who would
some
even
of these
want
are,
to do that?
Yeah, pretty tough to audition for.
Yeah.
Actually, another thing that made me cringe is, like, the lobotomy stuff with Sage.
Oh, I thought that was interesting.
It's interesting, but when she, like, made... deep like really go into her eye and like,
she's like
start,
grab the hammer like,
yeah. I was like, oh dude, and then she's like twisted around or whatever, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember that.
So Sage, the smart one, the
super smart one,
yeah, when her and the deeper fucking, she like had him like poke like a big rod into like her eye and just start scrambling her brains around.
Oh shit,
you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh
yeah, because she's so smart, but when like you're able to like destroy her brain a little bit, she can be kind of normal and like do dumb shit.
Okay.
That part I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So, but it's been a pretty good season so far, I would say. So.
Yeah, I love this show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it hasn't disappointed
but
me.
But I think season 5 ending is a good stopping point.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Because it's hard to up the grossness every single time, and it just becomes like maybe...
And to have like a villain for like 5 seasons,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the same villain that just doesn't get stopped, you know? Because he's going crazy this season. It's hard to like one-up that.
I like the fact that constantly. His son is just, like, kind of over it. Like, he can tell that his father's kind of, like, crazy.
He's, like, going the right
when
way.
When he was in, like, the puppet
show.
The puppet show, the show, and he just, like, stop. Yeah. I was like, okay, he's trying to be the main character right now. I don't know.
Stop. My mom wouldn't want this.
And then it was, like, quiet for, like, a minute, and then he started talking again.
You see all the Homelander puppet just, like...
yeah. Or Black Noir. I was sad that Black Noir died, bro. And
oh, he's
now,
like the best.
He's a new one. Now there's a new one.
Oh,
it's
just
not as cool.
New one's not as fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all saw something together this weekend.
We sure did.
God. I've seen so many TikToks about it.
Yeah.
We saw Long Legs.
Long Legs.
Let's go.
The movie. Pretty scary.
I'm glad we got through it, guys.
Yeah, we got through it. We all saw it together at the same time.
Like, I think the first, like, 30 minutes was, like, the fastest my heart has ever beated. Like,
yeah.
Probably ever, even during, like, cardio and shit.
I would like, say, like,
I was like,
if you haven't seen it, go, like, stop listening and go see it.
You probably should have seen it by now. If you're a horror fan. Seen it
by now, but if you haven't, you're thinking about it, go watch it because we're going to talk about it and it's great. I went in not knowing anything about this, really.
I tried to go as blind as possible.
I didn't even watch the trailer.
Yeah, that's the.
Skipped it.
Yeah, I did too. I saw like 2 seconds of it. I'm like, you know, I'll probably watch this.
If I ever see posters, I'm like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be kind of like the Babadook, you know, or like it's just like this imaginary character. Yeah. And like, I literally did not expect that at all. Like some satanic shit. Like,
yeah. I didn't know where this was really going to go. I don't even know why it's called Long Legs, really.
Yeah, like, there weren't any spiders in this, dude.
Yeah, no spiders.
I think it's just because in the beginning he was like,
he's just pretty
I wore
tall,
my long legs today or something like that.
I saw a bunch of like theories to where like, I think the biggest one is like that Long Legs still like kind of acts like a child in the way. And when he's like talking to a child, he thinks like the only difference between them is that his legs are long.
Oh, I see.
That makes so much more sense.
And there's like a lot of
yeah, he's pretty tall.
There's a lot of like overarching themes of like pedophilia because like all the victims has like a small girl in the families and whatnot. So I think that's kind of like what it was going
for. What it is at the beginning.
Oh God.
When you first see Long Legs, Serena asked me if that was Nicolas Cage, and I was like, no.
He laughed at me, and I was like,
bruh. No. And then Dom, who I was sitting next to, was like, yeah, that was him. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't recognize
him. Unrecognizable until you like look really close, and you're like, okay, I could see. If I didn't know Nicolas Cage was in this, I didn't think I would.
I kind of wish they didn't tell us that until like the credits, you know. True. They advertise it and then in like the opening credits they say like Nicolas Cage is Long Legs and like,
well, I think you could kind of tell like when he was in the interrogation room you can kind of see similarities, but like
you could
throughout
the
whole movie I couldn't tell.
He is fucking disgusting to look at.
God.
So props to the makeup department putting those like weird nose prosthetics and shit on his face.
The cheeks and whatnot. The
cheeks are weird and oh my god. And like they're like, this is like the spookiest movie I've seen in like a while.
Yeah,
definitely.
Especially the one that like really got me like holding on to something was like when he went into the random store and like that girl was working and then she was like, is that all? And did you find something okay? And then he like went like this.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can do that.
He like just went like this and like he was I thought he was gonna fucking
can this
like
be the thumbnail.
and that was like. And that was, like, before we saw his face fully. Yeah. And so it just kind of added to, like, are we going to see his face kind of thing?
Yeah, and that was, like, the reveal. It seems like they know this guy pretty well. So they're like, yeah, the weird guy's here.
Weird guy's back.
Yeah, I loved how she's just funny. So, like, disarmed by him. Yeah. Even though it was, like, absolutely terrifying.
It is an interesting choice.
Because you're not sure, like, what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because the unpredictability of him was, like, at an all-time high.
He's, like, yelling in the car.
Oh, my fucking
I remember
God.
That, too.
And then, like... And then, like, it
me
kinda,
on the way to work.
It's like a
me on Monday morning.
Like, and it kind of foreshadows to her in the car doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, I like
fucking
that.
Fucking crazy.
That, like, parallel.
Do you think there's gonna be a second one? But she's Long Legs.
I mean, it's possible for a sequel.
I just don't think a sequel would be.
Didn't he say good. He like that was the last horror like person or like. That was like the last horror thing he was gonna do.
The director?
No, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nick.
I mean, said like it
he
was
wouldn't
so
be in
terrifying.
The sequel anyway.
Yeah,
maybe because like the director is gonna be doing like a like he's already filmed like a Stephen King book.
Oh, cool.
It's called like The Monkey or something. I don't know what it's about, but
that's something that'll be coming out.
There's a couple scenes where there's like house invasion stuff going on.
Oof.
And I fucking hate that.
That's like my number one like fear kind of thing. So that shit always hits home.
She's
in
at
movies.
Her house. She seems so vulnerable. It's like so out in the open. There's no neighbors.
This scariest fucking house.
And
for
then
some
she
reason.
Like
dark.
She like goes to confront the dude outside, leaves her door open.
And then he's just like walking in there like it's his own house.
And
like,
then she turns around, sees a guy in his house. Like that's a fucking surprise. but
and then, banging on the door.
Okay, my heart is even racing thinking about it, bro. Like, how?
It is, yeah, the pacing of everything going in, and, like, you're looking in the background constantly because there's stuff in the background that's scary. Like, it was just, like, a really, really well-made movie.
Yeah, and, like, all, like, when she's, like, not in the center of the frame, you're kind of looking everywhere because you think you're gonna miss something, but yeah, nothing happens. Like, that's how you know it's a good movie.
Yeah, even that shit.
Yeah, because you just are so on edge the
time. She's like in her office and like the doors open to like her kitchen. I'm just staring at the kitchen, yeah, waiting for some shit.
Yeah,
like, turn on more lights.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, who shut your blinds, bruh.
I became like a little disarmed at the end when like Longlegs was out of the picture. So I'm like just kind of like wondering how it plays out. Because I feel like it starts off so strong, but they don't really like keep that really scary momentum, you know, because it has to like, you know, have some exposition and whatnot.
I think the twist in here is like a little bit predictable.
Yeah.
Because I whispered it to Serena before it happened.
Yeah, he didn't believe that you predicted it. I told you after.
I was like, okay, there's somebody else. And then I was like, who else?
Looks is that crazy.
Who else is a little off-putting? But has also interacted with him, and I'm like, oh, okay, this person. I don't know if we want to spoil it or whatever. But
I mean, I think that we kind of talked spoilers quite a bit.
That's true. Yeah. So when it was the mom, I was like, yeah, she seems a bit weird.
Yeah, I just didn't expect. I don't know. I never try to like predict things just because they never make it obvious. You know, I just kind of let it play out. But
I don't even think I try. But I was like, this is a question, and then I just thought about it for a second. But I like when the mom uses the shotgun because she like. It like there's so much recoil when she uses it. She's like a small woman, so when she uses the shotgun, she's like so much, it like blows her back. It's pretty funny.
The thing is, I don't understand is like, why did she feel like she had to do the last child? Like, I know that like there was like a spell on her or whatever.
She feels like she has to do it.
Yeah,
constantly.
And so she had to do it. But I was like, and it was also predictable that it was gonna be the chief or whatever.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
I didn't even think about it. Oh, how really? She had a birthday coming up and shit.
I didn't expect that until she said, "Oh, birthday," and I was like, "Oh, fuck."
I expected it right in the beginning when it was just a little girl and him and her, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
I didn't
connect those dots yet. Well, because they didn't establish it was like a birthday-related like trend, I don't think yet, right? I don't know why the dad didn't think that.
No.
Right, yeah.
When the dad's like, oh, it's all birthdays around this date.
And
who do I know that has a birthday around this date?
Yeah.
Dads don't even know their birthday. Let's be real.
That's like, actually a pretty good explanation, actually.
Yeah. Well...
If they didn't talk about her having a birthday that week, then yeah, that's a pretty good explanation.
Well, I think I knew because in the beginning, like when he was like, "Oh, you're on this case," and she was like, "What's the common like?"
It's like the through line.
Yeah, what's the common like whatever? And he was like, "They're all around. All their birthdays are around like the 14th."
Yeah.
And so.
But it was specifically of January, right?
No, it was like any month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, any month. Yeah.
Ooh, yikes. Yours is around the 14th of any month.
The 15th.
Dude. Yeah.
I like heard someone's take on this, and they're saying that like kind of like society nowadays kind of like glorifies like serial killers, you know, with like shows and documentaries and stuff like that, and making them seem like kind of cool almost in a way.
Jeffrey Dahmer like
and Bundy and whatnot. And I thought it was cool that they kind of made Longlegs like pathetic, like when you saw him, like you didn't think like
very
he had
sad.
A very sad, very obviously troubled.
He doesn't look like he will hurt you, like
right.
Like you could run away from him.
He's kind of sick at making dolls, though.
Yeah, pretty good at that. Yeah.
If you like to make dolls, this guy. Oh man, I got a movie for you. Yeah, I also like it happened. It's like it happens sometimes, but when you see like the devil,
yeah,
like kind of, and then it like fades away. I love that shit.
Dude, it was everywhere.
Yeah, you'd see his eyes and then it's like it like fades in and then you're like, did I even see that for real?
Are you talking about the horns or like the devil,
horns
like, under like
or
the,
like the eyes? You'd see like the red
the
eyes.
Eyes is sick.
Yeah, like just anytime you'd see like some sort of silhouette of the devil or whatever and then it like fades away, you're like,
when they showed like when they showed the eyes like over like the cloak or whatever, I saw like beams who were like, do I look high right now? It's like they're like yellow and like piercing and you're just like
you just have like a black hood over you and you're like, that's a good meme.
Yeah,
that is funny.
Yeah,
I saw a TikTok where it was like me after seeing Long Legs, and like it was this girl turning on all her lights, and then she's watching South Park.
Yeah, like, I had to watch Fairly Odd Parents when I got home.
I had to close my blinds. I don't know why. I just felt like someone was watching me.
Yeah,
I went straight to bed. I didn't have a problem.
I needed a little chaser. I had to tell Sophia how scary it was, and then how she should never ever watch that movie because she hates dolls and jump scares and everything. But like this one specifically, she should never see.
You know what's funny? My Jackson's mom, apparently, like one of her friends was like, "Oh, are you gonna go see Long Legs?" And she was like, "No, but Jackson's girlfriend will see it with you because apparently she knows I really like horror movies or whatever." Yeah. And yeah. I was like, "That is so funny."
That's a good reputation.
I know. I was like, I'm glad that I actually have something that like, contributes to other people.
Yeah, this is sick. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I liked it.
I gave it an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just because there was like a lot of hype around it, you know, and the advertising was like kick ass for it. And so I think that kind of built it up a little bit for me. And I think if it was just kind of scary throughout, I would give it like a 10 to where like I felt like I wanted to leave like the entire time.
I think some people did leave in our theater.
Yes. Really? Remember the girl in the front and she like left.
Yeah.
And then I never saw her come back.
Yeah.
There's like a mom and daughter, I think, or something, or like two girls that like left. And I don't remember seeing them come back.
I don't know if I could ever do that. Like,
Get scared.
Oh, that's also me though.
Yeah.
I'll watch like a shitty movie throughout.
Just to see what the end is.
I left, like I said, popcorn. Like
I left a movie when I was watching Rio 2.
You didn't like it?
The animated movie?
Why?
It sucks, dude. It's so bad it ruins the first movie.
Oh, wow. Shit. I don't know if I've ever stopped watching one.
Yeah. But I say 10 out of 10 because it's like I've been that scared in a while.
So right,
like,
yeah.
The fact that it can make me on edge and like I caught myself with like my jaw open or whatever, yes. Like at some points. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't even mean to do that. Like,
it gave like the same, sorry. It gave same like feeling as like Talk to Me in Hereditary.
I think Talk to Me was like,
it was a little unsettling.
Talk to Me was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse compared to this movie.
Really? That's true. I think I like Talk to Me more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
I think like I
like both of them a lot.
But. Like maybe this was like made better, but. Oh, and then there was like a Talk to Me death in this, you know, with Long Legs like banging his head on the, table.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
I forgot about that.
Stole it.
Yeah. But that, I don't know. Which one do you think was better?
Head slam is your favorite?
Yeah.
Talk to Me for sure.
Talk to Me because it was like right on the corner.
It was like corner. A kid and like he's like possessed so he couldn't like control himself. Long Legs was just like
die.
Crazy. Yeah, but he's like close. Yeah. You know,
his face is like all warped.
You didn't see his nose come off though.
Yeah, I guess.
And also, it's the fact that like Long Legs was like totally like himself, and he just like chose to just fucking
he did that voluntarily,
slam his head.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the what really set it up was like the first 30 seconds of him just the mouth.
Yeah,
yeah. Why was that so fucking scary?
I don't know. And that gave you know like YouTube shorts of like horror movies how they're like I don't know why.
TikToks.
Oh my gosh, they're just so
every
scary
time they went back to that like.
That
flashback
scene.
Footage, I was like, no, stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Or that I keep thinking about like when the little girl was like walking outside the house looking at the car and he's just like, hello. He's just like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you remember he's just poking his head outside the house? And I'm like, no, dude, this is terrible.
Yeah,
don't walk over there.
It's pretty scary.
I
don't think I could ever live in like
remote kind of house. Like
what do they call that? Like urban or.
I don't know.
There's like a name for that kind of like housing situation, but that's too open for me. Like, yeah. So
yeah, her house is that too.
Like, people's whose backyards are forests, like be for real. Like you never know.
Yeah, because
like,
at nighttime it's just pitch black out.
Yeah.
You don't see a murderer. Anything. It could be a bear.
Ooh, like at LaPorte. Oh my God! I know there's a murderer out there. Like be for real.
I mean that.
Do you remember when nice we place. Went to Maine?
Oh yeah,
and we stayed at. Someone's house and it was you had to take like a dirt road to his house and then it was just completely surrounded by trees.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't see anything when it was nighttime.
Yeah.
You know, other than like his porch lights.
That's freaky.
That's like terrifying. Set up to be fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I know. How do you sleep?
We're such city people.
They had a basement.
I know. We're suburban.
Like, where's your brick wall?
I don't hear cars.
Did you ever hear what I whispered to Dom that made him like start laughing in the middle of the theater?
I asked him later.
Yeah. Because I was like watching that scene where he's like being interrogated, Nicolas Cage's character.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lean over to Dom and I'm like, this guy was Superman last year. But it's also crazy because he was also Spider-Man. He's Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah.
So, like, it's crazy that you could be Spider-Man and Superman and then be this fucked up character.
Yeah. And,
like, very convincing, very scary.
I have a feeling that it's going to be, like, the same, like, the one who played Joker and he went insane because he, like, was so into the character.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know why. I just gave out the same, like, to be that disturbing and, like, just be acting.
Yeah,
like,
so believable. Nick Cage is goated.
He is so good.
This is, like in his, like...
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, this is in his Mount Rushmore, I think.
Oh, of his top movies?
Yeah.
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Long Legs.
That's it.
Spider-Man. I'm just kidding.
Superman.
Or there's, like, the unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yeah, he's just himself.
Yeah. He's playing himself. But, yeah. Good shit.
Oh my goodness.
Good shit. I like the movie.
There's just so much to talk about that movie.
Yeah.
And I have no one to talk about it except you guys. Like, no one else will see it.
Actually, one last thing. I never understood the snakes.
Oh.
The snakes?
Yeah. I mean, her, like, little flashback thing?
Yeah, she'd have, like, little scary flashbacks and just be, like, a little snake. And I'm like...
You know what was also terrifying?
Huh.
When she was going through the photos.
Dude, yeah.
That, like, was... Like, honestly, I think that was the only thing that made me, like, jump a little was when... He, like, bent down and showed his face, and then she took a picture.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was so loud, and you saw his face. That, like, set off, like, something in me. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was when, like, it started to, like, kind of go downhill for me because, like, they got him, you know? He just, like, gave himself up or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and that was a freaky part.
Who would have knew that she came, like, an FBI agent, and then, like, that shit happened to her and her family?
Yeah. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Good movie. What do you rate it? Out of 10.
I think 9 out of 10. I think 9. The only thing that marked off was probably how they caught him. I feel like it could have been more like...
Yeah, he was just kind of like standing there.
Yeah, he was just like at the bus stop.
But that's like kind of scary too because it's like he just wanted to. And so it's like, why did he want to? And so you're kind of like still on edge in a way. But if they caught him when he was like trying to do something, you're like almost more relieved because it's like, oh, he didn't want this to happen. So this is good for us.
It's the same with
the fact that he's... gave himself up. It's like, okay, why did this happen? So I can see why they did it that way.
But anyway, what are we gonna read next week, Nathan?
What are we gonna read next week?
I don't know. Are we still doing Eisner books, or is that gonna be done?
Okay, no, it'll be done, and we'll have the winners.
Okay, so we'll read some of the winners, maybe.
Yeah, but we don't know the winners yet. But Batman the Caped Crusader will come out on the 1st. You want to do like a Batman book?
Sure.
There is a book called Batman the Caped Crusader. It's by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
What Halloween book are we reading?
Which one are we going to read with her?
Did we read with her?
Which one are we going to read with Serena? I know we had some ideas.
I don't know if I have... one that I know that you would like or would be like a good horror book. But there's... Have you ever watched any Evil Dead movies?
Yeah.
So there's like Army of Darkness like comics. That's like an option. Have you ever seen 30 Days of Night?
Mm-mm.
So that's like a vampire horror movie that's based off a comic. That could be one that we do. There's Deceased, which is like the DC universe becomes zombies. I don't know if that'd be necessarily like scary or anything. Did you read Bloodstained Teeth?
Yeah.
Do you think that was a scary book?
No.
No? Okay.
It just kind of like takes vampires and does something unique with them.
Yeah, I still have to kind of scout for some stuff.
We'll pick something spooky.
Maybe a horror manga, if you're
that'd
open
be cool.
to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm
for
that. Open.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever... I haven't read any horror mangas. Okay. So I'm down for one manga.
How about Uzumaki right there? See how thick it is?
That's a lot of pages.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
I could do it.
Yeah, Rina could do it. But that's like probably like the most popular like manga horror that I can think of, at least. It's going to have like an anime come out this year, potentially.
Okay.
And so that's something. Okay. But it might take some time to read.
Yeah. I love like horror anime. Like,
okay.
I don't know if like Death Note would be a part of that, but Death Note is so good. Like, If I had to recommend any anime, it'd be Death Note to anyone.
Someone watched it.
Okay. Yeah.
Still haven't?
I haven't.
I got pretty far in it. I haven't finished it, but.
Oh, you didn't even finish it.
I
think it just might be me, but I just really liked it.
Yeah. Are you talking about whatever happened to the Cape Crusader, this one?
I think so. I know that's like a deluxe. I
mean, this one's 124 pages.
Oh, is it?
I'm down for that. It's got Andy Kubert, big fan of his.
Ooh. Yeah, you went.
What is Cape Crusader? The thing that's coming out?
It's like a animated show that is.
Oh, the Prime one.
Yeah, the Prime one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. Sounds good.
Sweet.
All right.
Thanks, Serena, for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
Some comics.
Thanks even though I push myself to be on this podcast.
Anytime.
No, whenever you want to read anything, you're on.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. Check out the link tree in the bio. Like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
All the socials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 stars as well.
5 stars.
You think Serena's a W sister? 5 stars.
Turn on notifications.
Turn on the bell.
Smash that like button.
I knew you were good. All
right, never mind. We just 1 star now.
smash the dislike button. That, at least I know you're watching.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite Deadpool comic.
Mm. Yeah.
TreyWearsPod@gmail.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.